Welcome to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast, where we're building freedom-based businesses in the print-on-demand industry. Broadcasting to you from around the world, here are your hosts, Spencer and Shannon.
Hey everybody, welcome to another supplier review. Today we are going to jump right into it. We're stacking up Printful versus Spreadshirt, and you're going to find out which one is better quality t-shirts from what I ordered, which one is better for your business, and when to use each of these companies. We're going to keep it nice and short and sweet today. Let's get right into the video. Follow me. All right, here we go. We've got Printful on the left here, as donated by The Sign, and then Spreadshirt here. Let's take a look at what the packaging is, and then we'll open them up. Printful, you've got a white poly bag. Your store name will be here. Your customer's name will be here. You're able to white label it completely, which is great. Spreadshirt, huge package here. Way too big for a shirt, in my opinion. It will have your customer's name here, and actually the zip code where it ships from, and then Spreadshirt branding all over it. Okay, so obviously I've opened this up. Let's go ahead and see what's inside. They've got a packing slip here. I'm covering up my address where it just says what you got in here. This actually, packing slip came really beat up. I didn't do this. It was already like ripped and torn and just really looked not very nice. So I mean, if it's not a huge deal, but I wouldn't really want to see that in the package if I just spent a little bit for a nice shirt or a nice piece of apparel. So take that for what you will. This is a Fruit of the Loom HD cotton, which we're stacking up against the Printful Gildan Soft Style 50/50. You've got a clear poly bag that'll come with the Printful design, and then we've got our branding here. So I know the print is smaller on the Spreadshirt one. That don't chalk that up to print to Spreadshirt. That's probably just me not configuring it exactly the same in the mock-up. So what we'll do is we'll just try to compare them on their quality versus their print size. Forgive me for a little bit of missizing there. That's not Spreadshirt's fault. Okay, so when we open it up and actually make it nice and easy to design or to compare, which is great. So let's look at the text here. Okay. Here's the color profile for each. Let's kind of zoom in on the orange section, which I like to do. And look at how the H came out. So here, they're definitely comparable. I think the blacks are much darker in the Printful version. The border is really clean on the Spreadshirt version, but it's not as full. Like the black isn't as thick on this design, and I don't think the colors are as vibrant too. It's almost got like this darker haze over it, where you can see here like the yellow comes through really clearly, but this one you can barely tell. It looks like kind of like a burnt yellow. So as far as the color profile goes on the Spreadshirt one, it's not amazing. I like the vibrancy of the Printful shirt, but I think the quality is certainly acceptable, and I would feel okay selling this to a customer. It looks much better than some of the other ones we've seen. Let's take a look at parts of the design test, where we stack up a couple different difficulty designs, ones that might push the capability of a printer. Here, when we look at the stars, not much to compare other than a little bit of a color difference. This Printful one came out more of a blue. This is more of like a magenta. Clean lines, once again, the pool graphic looks good. I would say the pool on the Spreadshirt one is certainly a little bit darker, maybe washes out a little bit of that detail, actually. For example, when we look right here, the Spreadshirt version, you can't really see much detail in there, but on the Printful version, there's a little bit of variation. So I would say that if you've got these super complex designs, maybe Spreadshirt will possibly gloss over a few of those details, but it doesn't look to be a huge difference. When we look at kind of this holographic diamond, both look nice. I actually like the gradients in the Spreadshirt one better. maybe that's a little bit because the design is smaller and it's a bit tighter, but overall it looks good. The borders aren't as thick on this one because of the sizing, but they do look very sharp, and I think both are acceptable. They just look a little bit different. Actually, the details on the Spreadshirt one look really good for the LeBron goat graphic. I really like the way that you can see all the details cleanly. It's actually nice and compact and brings out all the details of what I want to see really well. So I'll give the edge to Spreadshirt on this one. That part looks really, really nice actually. And then on the logo, both of them handled the gradient pretty gracefully. I like the way that Spreadshirt did it. You can still see the whole logo. Both are comparable. And then on the Mama Bear print, just a little bit darker from Spreadshirt, but both really good and clean. So overall, I think Printful comes at it with a little bit. These are both the same input design. I hadn't changed the file at all. So when I look at these, I think that Printful blasts their color, or maybe they saturate their color just a little bit more. It's a little bit brighter, a little bit more eye-catching maybe. But sometimes that might come at the expense of washing out a little bit of detail, whereas Spreadshirt, like, they have more muted, a bit of a more muted color. The lines are in particular not as clean, at least in the text we compared with the H. But overall, I think that the quality is fairly good. So I would definitely feel comfortable selling a Spreadshirt shirt to a customer. One thing to note is that Spreadshirt does own their own manufacturing, so that could be a reason that they're investing more in the quality. Printful does as well. So both good options. I would say slight edge to Printful, probably just because of the depth of the color, and that's something I find attractive. But if that's not as attractive to you, Spreadshirt can be a good option as well. So let's get into the second part of the video where we talk about when you would want to use Spreadshirt and versus when you would want to use Printful and which one's going to be better for you. Let's go. Spent a little bit of time today stacking up Printful versus a new print-on-demand supplier that we're going to be reviewing called Spreadshirt. So we're going to stack them up against each other, see which one comes out, see which one is going to be best on your business. As far as the disclosure goes, all the opinions in this video are completely my own. They're public knowledge. I pulled them together yesterday, September 4th. And I'm not compensated in any way by Printful or by Spreadshirt. So if you have any concerns about the accuracy of what I'm talking about, throw it in the comments below and we'll try to address it to make sure we get the most updated info. We're going to try to keep this quick today. We're going to cover everything from company information. We already covered quality of the actual shirts. We'll go through cost, manufacturing, how many products they have, how it's packaged, how it's shipped, how much that costs, how their customer service is, any integrations that they do, how easy it is to use, and what you're probably looking for, the overall summary of which one is best for your business. Printful, as we know, does in-house printing and fulfillment. They have about 400 employees. They have two locations in the U.S., in North Carolina and in California, and a third manufacturing location in Latvia. They've done over 4 million orders to date. They're free to use, and they are on Shopify and have a really good Shopify app based on over 1,700 reviews that rate it as 5 stars. Spreadshirt is different from Printful in that they're similar in that they both do in-house printing and fulfillment, but Spreadshirt is more of a marketplace rather than a way to white label the product to go through another store. So Spreadshirt is not going to have those integrations with Shopify or Etsy or any other marketplace. When you put things on Spreadshirt, you're going to sell them through Spreadshirt. And we'll talk a little bit about how much traffic is coming to Spreadshirt and how that works. To that effect, they have quite a few employees. They have 750. They're headquartered in Leipzig, Germany, although they have a couple different manufacturing locations, Pennsylvania, Nevada, one in Poland, and one in the Czech Republic. Apparently, they've sold almost 5 million products so far, and there's 80,000 sellers on their platform. Compare that to Redbubble, who has about 300,000 sellers on their platform, so you can see Spreadshirt is kind of maybe less than half the size of Redbubble, but they play in the same arena. They are also free to use. Spreadshirt makes money by marking up the product cost and passing that on to you. You make money by marking that up and selling it to a customer. And like I mentioned, there are no third-party integrations with Spreadshirt. So if you're making on the Spreadshirt, you're selling on Spreadshirt.
However, if you're making something with Printful, you are selling it usually white label through another storefront. Let's talk a little bit about the web traffic that both of them are seeing. Printful, again, is more of a business-focused website where people are more engaging in building the back end of their shop. People aren't necessarily going to Printful to buy other than buy from different stores. Spreadshirt, I pulled from a couple different websites. Their main traffic drivers are the markets are in the United States, in Germany, and in the UK. And those monthly visits add up about 9 million per month, which when we compare that to Redbubble, they're doing about $25 million a month, or 25 million visits rather a month. So if we're thinking about marketplace size, you probably want to be at Redbubble before you're at Spreadshirt, but Spreadshirt also has some unique traffic that if you've already got designs, you might as well have them there as well to take advantage of that focused traffic. Let's look a little bit about the product cost. I couldn't find a Bella Canvas 3001 with Spreadshirt. The one that I reviewed is a Fruit of the Loom HD cotton. However, they're both a similar cotton blend. The Printful is a 4.2 ounce weight and the Spreadshirt is a 5 ounce weight. The sizes offered are similar. You can see the colors if you're watching the content here. Both have a pretty decent range that should cover your needs. When I ordered from Spreadshirt, my cost was $12 versus Printful coming in at $13. Printful's shipping cost for me was $2.80. And Spreadshirt's was about $6. So actually I paid a total for Printful, I paid $15.75. With Spreadshirt, I paid about $18 to get the order in. So you do leave a little bit of margin on the table if you order with Spreadshirt. And as we'll go into it, the shipping costs with Spreadshirt can really add up as the order value increases. So we'll get into that here in a little bit. I pulled together a bunch of shipped costs. I'm not gonna go talk through each of them. The point, you can see it on the table, and if you're listening, you can go check this out on YouTube. The point is that Printful's shipped product cost was lower in just about every category except for the two foot by 3 foot poster. And as we can see with Spreadshirt, there's kind of a caveat there that the shipping costs are going to go up quite a bit as the order value increases. So we'll talk about that in just a second. When you are selling on the Spreadshirt marketplace, there's kind of two different ways you can sell on Spreadshirt. There's the marketplace and there's a shop. The difference between those is that this marketplace, Spreadshirt is driving their own traffic. So people will be able to go on Spreadshirt.com, type in a different kind of niche of a product that they're looking for, and they might find your product. So I put a screenshot here of their earnings calculator. Basically, the way it works is you'll set up a design price, which is how much money you want to make. In this example, I've set that we want to make $5 for a normal t-shirt, and Spreadshirt is actually going to mark that up and sell it for $25. So for a $25 sale, you're going to take home 20% of that with $5, and Spreadshirt's going to take home essentially 26, because $20 for the printing costs, which I'm sure they're marking up quite a bit. And then they also would charge $6 for shipping, as I saw when I added the product to my cart. So a customer is going to pay like $31 for a t-shirt and you're only going to get five. It's really not that great. But then again, the traffic is free and Spreadshirt's doing that work for you. Now, if you look at the Spreadshirt shop, that's kind of the second option about how you can sell there. That's where you're putting up your own storefront on Spreadshirt. However, it's completely up to you to drive that traffic. So Spreadshirt will reward you for that. They'll pay you to start 20% of the base price as a commission. So if we're going with that $20 base cost t-shirt example where you want to make $5 on the design, Spreadshirt will pay you an additional $4, which is 20% of the $20 base cost. So now you're making $9 on a $25 t-shirt, and the customer is paying $31 because they're paying that $6 for shipping. Now, Spreadshirt will tell you, hey, if you're doing a bunch of volume with us, we'll give you a much higher commission, and I've put that volume structure here below. You have to really be driving quite a bit of traffic to have this be worth it, in my opinion. As you can see, if you're driving 125 different item sales, they're going to give you a 2% volume commission, which really doesn't seem that attractive to me. That's, of course, that's on top of the 20% base price, and they like to promote that you can earn up to 60% volume commission, but to do that you would have to drive 4,001 item sales within the period where it tracks, which if you're able to drive that much volume to a specific URL, then you should absolutely be doing it through something like a Shopify, like a WooCommerce, where you can collect emails, where you can cut out that middleman, and where you can fulfill with a variety of providers. We've covered so many that you can use: Custom Cat, T-Launch, Printful, whichever one is best for you. If you're driving that kind of traffic, you really don't want to be pushing them to Spreadshirt because your margin is not that great. So two different ways to sell on Spreadshirt. If we look at the kind of differences in the products that are available for each, really Printful, the unique products they have are the crop tops and the rash guards, which are kind of like an athletic long sleeve kind of wicking material. Whereas Spreadshirt does have cool stylized ringer tees, which is the one with the colored collar and the colored band. They also have baby bibs and a little bit more moisture wicking gear as far as athletic wear goes, which could be valuable if that's part of your niche. However, again, with Spreadshirt, you're not going to be able to white label that. It's going to come completely branded with that company's logo on it. Getting into packaging and branding, of course, we looked at the Printful bag. It's just a plain white poly bag. Spreadshirt, the bag, which I'll bring up again here, the massively oversized bag, in my opinion, for just a t-shirt, comes with all over print on it, and it very clearly says Spreadshirt on there, so it is not white labeled. When you order with Printful, they do allow you to have a little bit of a logo sticker on the front and your store name. Printful will include a packing slip that has the order contents, and then you can actually include a message in there, which is good for offering something like your Instagram account, your email list, or asking for a review. And with Spreadshirt, it's just the order information. With Printful, you can do order pack-ins, where you can be paying per order, and then they'll actually take, whether it's a sticker or something branded, and insert that with the package for you, whereas in Spreadshirt, that's not an option. Printful will do inside labeling, outside labeling, sleeve prints, and back prints for a variety of costs, either, you know, about $2.50 to do those labels and sleeve prints and $6 to print on the back. Spreadshirt, you can do a sleeve print for $4 each and a back print for $4. So a little bit of branding options there for a pretty affordable price. Now I want to take a look at shipping. You know, one consistent theme that all of the suppliers I've been reviewing is that they all claim to cover worldwide shipping, but if you are shipping internationally, you really have to watch out for what that cost is going to be, because and for how reliable the delivery is going to be, because you don't want to be disappointing and setting yourself up for chargebacks and a poor customer experience just because somebody's halfway across the world. You want to be able to fulfill that with a reliable, consistent expectation. So with Printful, they do ship worldwide. They'll provide tracking when available. You can read on the chart there what their standard shipping times are. They're pretty standard, 3 to 5 days in the U.S. Going international, you're seeing between 5 and 10 and 5 and 20 days, which is normal. My international shipments with Printful, I haven't received any complaints about the timing. The only issues that I've had shipping to places as far away as like Singapore and Norway and Japan was that sometimes the customer will put the address in wrong or they'll forget to put their apartment number. When that happens and the product is undeliverable, it will come back to Printful, and then you can choose to reship it to them, and you get in touch with the customer on your behalf and figure it out from there. Usually what I'll do is I'll contact the customer, let them know, you know, why it was not deliverable, and ask them if there's any new place we can ship it to. And sometimes I'll upcharge them for that reshipping fee. Sometimes I'll just eat it to get it out to them. With Spreadshirt, they do cover worldwide shipping. They will provide tracking in the U.S., and you can have international tracking for an additional fee. Their international shipping times are competitive with Printful. So both look like good options for fulfilling internationally. If you're on Spreadshirt, you're probably not white labeling and targeting a specific market. Again, most of their traffic is coming from the US and then Germany and the UK. So it's just nice to know that they will ship there fairly reliably, and that you'll be able to reach those without much problem. Here are the shipping costs for Printful. You can review the table, see what works for you. The point is that they're fairly reasonable. And then when you integrate Printful with a Shopify, WooCommerce, or doing manual orders, you'll be able to take advantage of live rates, which are much, much cheaper than the flat rates you see on the table. Typically, I'm looking at like between $3 and $5 to get most products shipped wherever where I want them to go, which is really good, with the exception of maybe some bigger posters or multiple items in an order. So shipping costs are actually a way that you can think about driving some extra margin. If you are running a storefront, you can either just allow the customer to have the exact shipping rate, or you can mark that up with a flat rate, depending on what you want to do there. With Spreadshirt, their shipping costs, I do want to dig into that a little bit. They have a bit of a strange structure that I think can come to bite you if you're not knowing what to expect. This is their shipping cost table, and I'll scroll up so that everyone can see. Pull it up here. Okay, I think everyone can see that table. Okay, so the way it works is that in the U.S., this is pulled right from their help articles. If you're shipping to the U.S. and the order value is between $0 and $50, it'll be $6 shipping. If it's above $50, they bump it up to $8, and you can read this table where the U.S. shipping is kind of capped at $12 regardless of the value of the shipment, which is really nice. But you can get yourself into trouble with Spreadshirt, specifically on international shipping, where if somebody places a $100 order, Spreadshirt is going to charge them $45 to ship that product, which I think is just absolutely ridiculous. It's certainly not tied to any kind of reality. Clearly, if somebody places $100 worth of products, the only way it could cost $100 is if they were buying something massive, which I don't think is going to be the case here. Printful or Spreadshirt doesn't seem like they're gonna be able to adjust that down for you if you're shipping $100 worth of t-shirts or even posters. So I'm a little bit confused at why the pricing is really so exorbitant for international shipping. And I think that can kind of hurt them on their conversion, because it seems to be a little bit out of touch with what the expectation is in the industry. So just something to look out for if you are using Spreadshirt. Not much you can do. It's either you are getting access to those customers or you're not. However, just wanted to highlight that as a difference there. Moving on to the manufacturing process, Printful uses direct-to-garment printers. I believe they use the Kornit Hexa R, which is the latest one from Kornit. They just upgraded their printers to be able to handle more fourth quarter volume. They invested $2 million in that. They'll also do sublimation, which is all over prints. They'll do screen printing and embroidery. With Spreadshirt, they are using direct-to-garment technology, using the Brother GTX, and they'll also do some sublimated prints as well. The max print area on Printful, the point here is that it's big enough. It takes most of the shirt without kind of wrapping around onto the sides. Spreadshirt, I wasn't able to get the exact measurements even after I called them and asked, but the expectation from looking at the mock-up is that it's going to be good enough for you. The standard processing time on Printful, they claim that most of their orders ship within 5 business days and 50% ship within 3 business days. I can confirm that's correct. I see most of my orders go out within those 3 business days. Spreadshirt looks like they have a faster processing time, 1 to 2 business days, which is great. Both offer an expedite with Printful. If you choose the overnight shipping option, they will move your order to the front of the manufacturing line and get it out the door quickly. And both of the manufacturers will offer you the ability to cancel the order before it is actually put into production. When we're thinking about customer service, which is important if you're building a brand, Printful is available by phone. Their support email and website live chat is super helpful. With Spreadshirt, you can contact them by phone. I called them to answer a couple questions for this show. They were really helpful. They picked up immediately, and I was happy that they were able to answer most of my questions. They also have a support email. Both will actually, they'll replace any defects for free. And as far as a return policy goes, neither is going to offer a free size exchange. If your customer says, hey, I ordered a medium, but I want a large, you can't turn around and go to Spreadshirt or Printful and say, hey, can you guys take care of this for me? Because it's really up to you to communicate the sizes to your customers and make sure your customers are kind of held accountable for ordering the right thing and for you to give them the right information. Since everything's printed on demand, it's not really like you can reliably put a print-on-demand product back in stock and reasonably expect it to sell within any given time. That's just a bit complicated. As far as the content policy goes for both, with Printful, they will not print hateful, illegal, or IP violations. You own your IP. You own the rights to print, use, sell, and distribute the product. Printful doesn't make any claims to that. Same with Spreadshirt, right? You are responsible for your content, and but they're not going to print any IP infringing products. I want to, as we move towards the end of this, the big point I want to make with integrations and ease of use is that Printful is trying to be everywhere they can. They want to be able to fulfill reliably on the big platforms like Shopify, Etsy, and WooCommerce. You can also integrate with Amazon. Whereas Spreadshirt is like, if you are putting your designs on Spreadshirt, you are specifically going after their market, the people they are driving to Spreadshirt.com or .co.uk or .de. So don't expect to be able to integrate Spreadshirt with a Shopify. They are kind of different. They're more of a marketplace, whereas Printful is more of a back-end and a fulfillment solution. To that effect, Printful has, you can work with their API, whereas you can't with Spreadshirt. Both you'll be able to do manual orders. I found the Printful mockup generator to be snappy, clean, and reliable. One thing I really, really liked about Spreadshirt's product, their mockup generator, is that when you put the design on Spreadshirt, it will actually put that design on multiple products for you. So the customer can browse by design. And if they see something they like on a t-shirt mockup, but they decide they want to buy it on a sweatshirt, it's automatically configured for you, which is really cool. That's something Redbubble does too. I think that's a really, really smart way to build a design portfolio. I really wish Merch by Amazon actually had that setup where you would put a design and they would allow the customer to choose from all of their different SKUs that they fulfill. However, Amazon didn't set it up that way for whatever reason, but big advantage to using Spreadshirt. I like both of their file libraries and backend. It's very easy to manage your designs. Spreadshirts was excellent. I liked it better than Redbubble's. And the general experience with both is really good. With Printful, it's a snappy, fast website. Same with Spreadshirt. It's very, very easy to navigate. I liked the experience better than Redbubble, actually. So it's very easy to upload designs to and use. To wrap this up, the blog content on Printful is awesome. It helps you with design resources, and it helps you a lot with just kind of general print-on-demand business content. I really like it. It's a resource I read. They've actually linked to some really insightful industry articles. And then Spreadshirt's blog is cool too. It seems to be updated frequently and has some good content. So I'm going to be adding that to my mix and seeing what they're going to be talking about, especially going into Q4. One bonus thing that Printful does is they offer warehousing and fulfillment, whereas they will store and ship goods on your behalf, kind of like an Amazon FBA model. Spreadshirt doesn't do that. They're strictly focused on print on demand and fulfilling through their marketplace. Printful has design services. They have a couple designers on staff, and they'll shoot you a quote if you ask them to. Spreadshirt also does, and they will charge you $49 for a design, which actually I think is a pretty fair price if you're paying a US or German-based designer. Printful has an app that is more focused on running the back end of your business and managing sales. It's got good reviews on iOS. Spreadshirt has an app where you can kind of see your sales stats. It looks to be only on Android at this point, and the reviews look like a mixed bag with 260 reviews and only 3 stars. So if you're selling on Spreadshirt at any kind of volume, you can check it out and see if that app is helpful for you. With Printful, you can order samples. You can do 3 orders of 4 products each per month with up to a 20% discount. So that's actually really helpful for me when I want to get some wall art for my house. I'll just make some extra artwork and then order it with the sample orders if I'm not looking at new products. So get a little bit of benefit there if you're looking for just one-off orders for yourself or for your own fashion. And then Spreadshirt. They actually have a really cool 30-day return guarantee, so you can order a blank sample and then just return it to them, and that's a good way to get essentially a free sample order, so you can check the fit and the feel of the fabric. As far as sales tax goes with Printful, they do charge sales tax on places where they have Nexus. So right now in the U.S., that is California, North Carolina, given that they have manufacturing there. And they will work with you if you have a resale certificate. They also will charge you value-added tax if you are selling to those countries in the European Union. With Spreadshirt, what I was able to find on their site is that they'll charge sales tax in U.S. places where they have Nexus. Those appear to be California, Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Texas. So the way that I saw that come out of my commissions, I do a little bit of sales on Spreadshirt, is they actually take those sales tax, I believe they take it out of my commission, which really kind of cut into my margins. I think I had a like $12 in commission cut down to $8 from just sales tax coming out of my my cut, or essentially my margin, which I didn't really, I think that's a different model than Redbubble, where they're kind of charging tax up front. I'm not an expert on sales tax, but just looking at the numbers between Spreadshirt and Redbubble, it seemed like I was able to earn more for the same kind of sale, because Spreadshirt was taking, was basically passing the sales tax through onto my cut and not covering it in the base cost of the product. So I could be wrong about that. It's something I want to look a little bit more into. But just be aware that since Spreadshirt is not a platform that you are connecting with another, like an Etsy or an Amazon, and you won't have the ability to upcharge your customers that. So just be aware that you're going to be charged for that. And if you're selling to Australia, they will also be applying tax there. To wrap this video up, which one are you going to choose for your business? Which one am I choosing for my business? The point is that they're both very, very different platforms. I think the way to think about the marketplaces, when we think about marketplaces, number one is Amazon. Number two for me is Etsy. Redbubble is a big one, and Spreadshirt is another marketplace. Those are places where the traffic is already coming, and you can take advantage of the traffic there by just putting up designs that you already have. I don't see those marketplaces as an excellent way to build a brand. They're a good way to test and validate and get some customers, but the real money is in whether you can pull people off of those platforms and drive them to your own store. That's kind of the end game in e-commerce as I see it. So the hierarchy of how I would focus on some different platforms is, number one, you should find a way to be on Amazon, whether it's through merch or through Seller Central. Number two is on Etsy. Number three is on Redbubble. Their traffic per month is 25 million, whereas Spreadshirt's is 9 million. So if you have a portfolio of designs that you're looking to earn extra income from, I would add them to Spreadshirt, but I would have that as a kind of a lower priority on my list. I didn't see a lot of information about how they're investing in paid search, whereas Redbubble invests heavily in putting your products through Google Shopping and trying to pull customers in and convert better on your behalf. They also have a much, much better app that's kind of a shopping experience for people to drive sales. So I would say Spreadshirt's a decent marketplace to be on. It appears that they take care of the customers. We reviewed the quality. However, I would put it lower on your list. Printful is an option to build your business off of, right? Printful's competitors more stand with the tea launches and Custom CAD, Printify, etc., where you can connect them with another storefront and be fulfilling. And Printful is more focused on just actually making the product. They're not too concerned at the moment about being a marketplace. So Printful is still a good option. They're not the cheapest in the game, but their integrations make them easy to use and reliable. Whereas Spreadshirt's a good place if you want to make a little bit more income from the designs you already have out there. So as always, please let me know what you think. If you found this helpful, if you found it accurate, if you thought it was the stupidest review you've ever heard, let me know. We'll talk about it in the comments. If there's any inaccuracies, we'll highlight them, discuss them, and try to find the right information. Follow us on merchlifestyle.com to find more content. You'll find this in the podcast. You'll find links to our YouTube, and you'll be able to follow along with us as we keep rolling and doing more and more supplier reviews. So thank you very much for listening, and we will catch you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us an honest review wherever you find your content. As always, you can find us online at merchlifestyle.com.